And this final note, this week, 17-year-old Candace Parker, with her regal name and her great grin, captured the country, along with a McDonald's High School slam dunk contest in Midwest City, Oklahoma. She wasn't doing anything really flashy, no scissor kicks or nearly horizontal flybys of the sort the boys attempted. However, she got the ball in the basket, and that counts in basketball. Next year, she's headed for Tennessee in the legendary Lady Vols, trading Naperville, Illinois, for the tender mercies of Coach Pat Summitt and stardom. But she's by no means the most remarkable sports baby in the news this week. That would be Freddie Adu. He's the 14-year-old phenom who's headlining American soccer this weekend, thought to be a budding Pelé. Freddie Adu has a big, by soccer standards, which are not big, contract and a $1 million shoe deal. I personally like to think about his success in sports because we're about the same size. He is faster. But most of these kids seem to come in larger and larger sizes, despite the junk food, or maybe because of it. The argument about allowing ever younger athletes into big-time sports seems to be over. Forget Generation X, Y, or whatever. Baby boomers are way over the hill. Junior high is where it's at. At 14, Michelle Wee just came in fourth in the first big women's golf tournament of the season. She's about 6 feet tall, and when she unwinds her long self and swings that driver, stars of the men's tour take notice. This child left the tournament where she came in fourth and went home to do some makeup work in the ninth grade. The ninth grade. Take teenage zillionaire LeBron James, just turned 19, drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, straight out of St. Vincent St. Mary High School in Akron. He's huge, he's talented, he's headed for a big career. But never mind baby boomers, what does this mean for the aging athlete of 20-something when these juvenile giants appear on their horizon? And it's going to come at us from another direction very soon. Maurice Claret, at 20, he's an older man and certainly no poster child for young athletes, but he's successfully sued the NFL to allow him into the 2004 football draft. If he breaks that barrier, then very big babies of the sort who went to my high school could skip college and go straight to the game where they pay you to play right up front. I don't want to leave out a senior member of this group. She started out a younger sister, and now she's dominating tennis, Serena Williams. But she's all the way up to 22 now, actually 22 and a half, and there's no doubt some third grader out there who's coming to take her down. As one of the last great grown-ups in sports said, don't look back, something might be gaining on you.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to...